Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Navin Pradhan. The People's Democratic Alliance, PDA, has called upon the central government and the negotiating parties in the Indo-Naga peace process to take sincere measures to bring the ongoing dialogue to a logical and early conclusion. The PDA emphasized that the settlement must be honorable, inclusive, and acceptable to all sections of the Naga people. The decision was taken during a PDA meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nipurio, held at the Chief Minister's residential complex, Kohima, yesterday. The meeting was attended by Deputy Chief Minister and BJP Legislature Party Leader Y. Patton, BJP Nagaland President Benjamin Yepthome, NDPP Secretary General Abu Mehta, NDPP Senior Vice President Rosemthong Longkumar, NPF MLA and Secretary General Achumbemo Kikon, and NPF President Apong Ponganer. PDA unanimously adopted a series of resolutions underscoring its political unity and collective vision for peace and development in Nagaland. The House expressed deep appreciation to the central government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi for its continued support and commitment towards the all-round progress of the state. Welcoming the NPF's inclusion as a full-fledged PDA partner, the House acknowledged the central leadership of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, for its guidance, support and endorsement of the NPF's inclusion in the alliance. A team from Niti Aayog, led by Program Director for Water and Land Resources, IT, Telecom, Tourism and Culture, Yugal Joshi, visited Dimapur on Tuesday to explore the establishment of an Artificial Intelligence Center of Excellence for Skilling under the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Kendra. During the visit, the team toured Nilit and the Nagaland Tool Room and Training Center and held meetings with district officials. Speaking at the meeting, Mr. Joshi said the initiative aims to enhance employability and promote entrepreneurship among Nagaland's youth through AI-based learning and frontier technology skill training. Nagaland yesterday launched Phase 6 of the Foot and Mouth Disease FMD vaccination mission under the Livestock Health and Disease Control Program at the State Cattle Breeding Farm in Kohima. As part of the launch, Director of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services Nagaland, Dr. B.M. Senep, administered the first vaccine, marking the official commencement of Phase 6 of the FMD vaccination mission in Nagaland. The ongoing mission aims to immunize around 60,000 cattle and other susceptible animals across the state against foot and mouth disease, a highly contagious viral infection that poses a serious threat to livestock health and productivity. The two-month mission will run till 15th of December. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of the state of Delhi.
The new GST reform is a big relief for Delhi's traders, service providers and small manufacturers. The rate cuts across essential goods and services are making daily living more affordable while supporting the Delhi's business community. The automobile and spare parts industries of Karol Bagh and Kashmiri Gates are now witnessing major benefits as GST on auto parts have been reduced from 28% to 18%. Meanwhile, Delhi's hospitality and tourism sector has gained from the new reforms. Hotel rooms price below 7,500 rupees per night will now attract only 5% GST instead of 12%. The reduced GST rates are set to boost Delhi's economy by not only providing immediate relief to consumers, especially in the upcoming festive season, but also setting apart for long-term benefits such as more jobs and markets. Asanyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And promoting safer roads and responsible driving, the Kohima District Planning and Development Board yesterday launched a road safe awareness video during its monthly meeting chaired by Deputy Commissioner B. Hanok Buchem. MLA K.V. Podi Sophie officially released the video jointly produced by the Kohima District Road Safety Committee and the Angami Youth Organization. The board also decided to form a study committee to examine the restriction of heavy load vehicles in Kohima. The committee comprises of representatives from the district administration, engineering departments, legal metrology, transport and traffic police, and will present its finding in the next meeting. The board further announced a mass social walk across Kohima town on November 1. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.